getting to the bottom of the story in the middle of the day.
Former chapter head of the Turkey Association.
Hello, Walter.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution. Bruce Arena is with us once again. Bruce, how you doing?
Good. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Bruce.
Congrats on the win last night and big night for Carlos Heel.
Yes, Carlos played very well. We didn't start the game off real well, but we really picked it up in the second half and took control of the game and obviously made it a little bit easier on ourselves.
What do you think Petrovic did in net, first time getting in there?
I think it was good. You know, he needs these experiences. He has to be ready to be our number one goalkeeper in another month or two. So I think him being able to get these Open Cup games is going to be very important.
Adebuksa with a goal last night. He scored in five straight, and you had a season-high five goals in that game. Do you feel like you were building toward one of these sort of big offensive outbreaks?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you look at our last five games, so we've probably averaged over two goals a game. We're playing better in the attacking end of the field. We've still got to clean up some things defensively, but I think our team's getting better.
I know you've got an unbeaten streak going here, but the match last Saturday night, hate to bring it up, but the one against Columbus, I know you played them to a 2-2 draw, but based on how the game was going and giving up the goal late, it doesn't probably feel as good as it should.
Yes, a disappointing result, Chris. We really played well in the second half and dominated Columbus after falling behind by a goal and scored two very good goals and should have been able to close out the game in the closing minutes, and we failed to do that. So it was disappointing because we played very well.
We talked to you a couple weeks ago, and, you know, when things weren't going well, and you said, you know, I'm not that worried. We're going to be all right. You know, we're going to get this thing going, get cranked up. You know, this Sunday, 3:30, nationally televised game, ESPN. Is this a great opportunity for you guys to go on a road? And that's it's a tough building. I know you've told us about that before.
Yes, not easy. It's a 1:30 kickoff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If I'm not mistaken. Atlanta has a great home field advantage. You know, they average probably 45,000 fans a game, so it'll be challenging, but our team's in a good place, and hopefully we can come back with 3 points.
They had to play 120 minutes in their game. Does that help now that they're the next opponent?
I think so. I think those extra 30 minutes were difficult, and hopefully we can jump on them early, but they're well coached. They've got good players, so they'll certainly be ready, but hopefully we get a little bit of an edge because of that.
Bruce, when I was doing the post-game show on Saturday, Boateng had a very nice assist on one of your two goals, if I'm remembering correctly. He seems to bring a lot of energy when he comes in the second half of these matches, and a couple people were just calling in saying, like, you know, how come he's not in the starting 11? I may have even asked Clyde, like, why is that not the case? Is there something about his game that is better suited to coming into a match late when other players have been in for a while, that his speed is either, you know, more effective there or maybe wouldn't last throughout a longer duration of time?
Well, I think you're right on target there. He's a pacey player, first of all. He comes into games with about 30 minutes left when, you know, players are a little bit tired, and Emis pace can make a difference. And he has shown that. And a lot of players aren't able to come off the bench and make a difference. And Ema's been able to do that. He's kind of like our sixth man in basketball.
Yeah.
Those are difficult roles to have. And the role we're giving Ema, he's done very well. When we start him, he's not quite as effective. But I would think between now and the end of the season, he's going to have the opportunity to do both.
Well, I mean, his placement over there to Dewan Jones, and I've told you before that it's that greasy, fast Michigan State speed. You know, there's no accounting for it. I know you've coached him. I know you taught him to be that fast. But just more of that, please. I mean, get the
yes,
whatever you can do.
And if he continues to do well, I'm going to take all the responsibility for that as well.
All right, good.
I got an off-topic question for you here, Bruce.
Oh, boy.
It's schedule release day here for the NFL. So the Patriots, we just found out, we're going to be playing on Thanksgiving evening, the late game, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. In your career, have you ever played away from home on a key holiday like Thanksgiving? And how depressing is that?
Yes. Yes. Thanksgiving's different. I actually attended the an NBA game on Christmas Day this year, which I thought was great. But Thanksgiving bugs me, playing games on Thanksgiving. I don't know why. I don't know why I think there's a difference between those two holidays. But it'll be great for the Patriots. I guess is the NFL expanding games on Thanksgiving, or are they part of the three games?
They've been doing the three games for a couple of years now. Yeah, now there's
probably
talk
about
of,
a decade.
They've been talking of a more. Black Friday game on Amazon, like with the new streaming services.
Wow,
yeah. But Zoe well, is
great. They're in the big game on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, we sure are.
Yeah.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, we're all thrilled about it.
At Minnesota, yeah. Gonna be fun.
Is that game at home or on the road?
Oh no, on the road, Bruce.
On the road, yeah. Minnesota. Okay, so
you're going to be in your hotel room eating a drumstick. Good.
He's lucky. There's a chance that he gets kicked out of the hotel room early in the day because, you know, they need the hotel rooms on a big holiday.
You got to check out at 2 o'clock, right?
Probably noontime at the latest.
I'm very jealous of you guys.
Thank you for helping us make Zoe feel even worse about something he felt awful about. That's awesome. Thank you.
Good. All right. Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
Good luck.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Good luck in Atlanta, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bruce Arena on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Even Bruce agrees. Thanksgiving, that should be a no-go.
It should be outlawed. You know what? Keep it to Detroit. Keep it to Dallas. They know how to do it.
Yeah, they've got like a sort of a custom.
They shove this third one down your throat. And again, everybody's passed out by 8:30.
And Bruce is right. Like going to a game on Christmas, I haven't done it a lot, but a couple of times over the years, I'd like went out to the movies like late on Christmas night, maybe, you know, as a teenager or something, because you're up early. It's all day. We get it. And let's just go do something different. Thanksgiving should be at home, you know, with the family or at friends. You know, you're with the people closest to your life. And, you know, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do it. You know, you stay at home or you're at a close friend or relative's home and that's it. That's all you should do.
You think they're making green bean casserole at the hotel?
No.
You think they're going to have the ocean spray?
We need to find out what the regional Thanksgiving dishes are in Minnesota to find out what you'll be eating.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Lutefisk. It's a salted fish.
It's the Nordic people live in Minnesota?
Correct.
What is it?
Lutefisk, the salted cod, and also it's a big cheese curd area. Land of the lakes.
Land of 10,000 lakes.
Going to be fun. I should do some ice fishing while I'm out there. F you. Okay? Come on.
Feff me?
Feff.
People on the stream said they heard you say it.
That did not. Then there are people like, he didn't.
They heard it.
Yeah. Replay it.
This is when, you know, so last couple of years, I think you've decorated the house for Christmas. Before Thanksgiving.
Have it be more festive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have Karen Carpenter on in the background. Right here.
Tennessee. She was traveling home. Where? Pennsylvania.
There it is. Not this year. Maybe some other year. Headlines here. We're back in just a moment. No commercials. Ime Udoka at 1:20.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.